My mother is scraping a piece of burned toast out of the kitchen window, a crease of annoyance across her forehead. This is not an occasional occurrence, a once-in-a-while hiccup in a busy mother's day. My mother burns the toast as surely as the sun rises each morning. In fact, I doubt if she's ever made a round of toast in her life that failed to fill the kitchen with plumes of throat-catching smoke. I'm 9 now, and have never seen butter without black bits in it. It is impossible not to love someone who makes toast for you. People's failings, even major ones, such as when they make you wear short trousers to school, fall into insignificance as your teeth break through the rough, toasted crust and sink into the doughy cushion of white bread underneath. Once the warm, salty butter has hit your tongue, you are smitten, putty in their hands. Mum was never much of a cook. Meals arrived on the table as much by happy accident as by domestic science. She was a chops and peas sort of a cook, occasionally going so far as to make a rice pudding, exasperated by the highs and lows of a temperamental cream and black aga and a finicky little son. She found it all a bit of an ordeal, and wished she could have left the cooking, like the washing, ironing, and dusting, to Mrs. P, her woman what does. Once a year, there were Christmas puddings and cakes to be made. They were made with neither love nor joy. They simply had to be done. "I suppose I'd better do the cake," she would sigh. The food mixer, she was not the sort of woman to use her hands, was an ancient heavy Kenwood that lived in a deep, secret hole in the kitchen work surface. My father had, in a rare moment of do-it-yourselfery, fitted a heavy industrial spring under the mixer so that when you lifted the lid to the cupboard, the mixer slowly rose like a corpse from a coffin. All of which was slightly too much for my mother. My father's quaint Heath Robinson craftsmanship, taking her by surprise every year, the huge mixer bouncing up like a jack-in-the-box and making her clap her hands to her chest. "Weck," she would gasp. It was the nearest my mother ever got to swearing.